Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your, role with the show.
Hi, Jason. My name's Marshawn Kennedy, and I am one of the co-producers from The Wiz.
Yes, and The Wiz, it just wrapped at the Hippodrome in Baltimore, but in case you missed it, another great chance at a historic theater to see it in our area because The Wiz is coming to Broadway at the National, the historic National Theater downtown DC from October 24th through the 29th. Hey, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so you said you're one of the co-producers. Before we get into the show itself, I want to hit the local angle. So you're from around here, and I believe you said you didn't you go to school with one of the actors in the show too?
Yes, that's correct. I am a native Washingtonian. I attended Duke Ellington School of the Arts many, many years ago, and one of the performers in The Wiz, funny enough, was my former classmate in the musical theater program, Allison K. Daniel. So this show has really been a reunion for us, and we just love seeing each other in rehearsal and all of the shows so far. So it's been a lot of fun just to reconnect with her.
Awesome. And what role does Allison play in the show?
Allison is an ensemble member, but she also understudies a few other parts as well.
Okay, great. And real quick, I don't know how much of this I'll use or not, but just so I have it, do you have any good stories of some, one any what production you guys worked on at Duke Ellington? Like, what was like the high school? Any memories of a good high school show you worked on together?
Oh, yeah. Well, it was really exciting because at the time when we were at Ellington, we were the first class in the musical theater program. So they had started the program when we arrived. So we were really the first class. So we were kind of like guinea pigs. They were testing out like what would work in terms of training, musicals. So actually during the time when we were at Ellington, our year, our senior year, we did Hair, the musical, and that was really the beginning of Duke Ellington incorporating an all-school musical into their season. So we can take a claim for that with Hair, the musical.
Awesome. I just love hearing those old stories. Okay, and then one more sort of your backstory question before we get to, I want to actually talk about this specific show of The Wiz too, but just one more, sort of filling in the gap here. So how did you remind us your journey sort of after you graduated Duke Ellington? And I know it's probably a long story, so you don't it can be a short version, a condensed version of it. But did you move to New York Broadway? Have you been touring the country or where have you been working since?
Well, the really short story, I graduated from Ellington. I did move to New York. I went to college in the city at Fordham University. There I studied theater. I also double majored in African American studies, and I took about a year after graduating, did the acting thing in the city. But I realized like I wanted to do more than just being an actor. I started, doing a lot of work in community. I was an educator. I produced. I was just starting to dabble in writing. So I actually ended up going back to school at NYU and majored in art and public policy. And that was really kind of the beginning of me in my journey as an artist, moving more into entrepreneurship and producing. I started creating my own work. So it's really been the last 15 years or so developing my own companies. I have a production company called Sepia Works, my nonprofit, the Kennedy Foundation for the Arts, and one of the biggest projects that I've developed over the last 7, 8 years is a children's brand called Callaloo Kids that is housed right here in DC. We employ about 25 creatives, both on the production side, design, performance, animation, and beyond that, I've done a lot of work within film, new media. So I'm really working in between a lot of spaces. Commercial theater. I lived in LA for some time working in film and television. So it's exciting to be back in DC and really developing my own work here, but also being able to extend out into the New York and LA markets as well.
Oh, that's awesome. Thanks for giving us the backstory. And since you mentioned your nonprofit, tell us really quick. I think I heard that the Wiz, this production is going to do a special, like a community outreach day or something with, to bring local kids to come see it on a specific day, right?
Yeah. Well, my nonprofit, the Kennedy Foundation for the Arts, is a nonprofit based here in DC, and we use the power of story to connect professional artists to youth of color who don't really have access to arts education experiences, live theater. And we use that by, making those connections from live theater to cultural activism, mentorship, entrepreneurship. And we really want to engage our young people to not only experience theater, but also to be empowered to create their own stories and to be able to, tap into their own creativity. So my nonprofit has actually partnered with the National Theater with their Teens Behind the Scenes program to bring 200 local kids from the DMV to the National Theater to see The Wiz on October 28th. So that's really exciting. For a lot of these kids, they would never be able to, one, go see the show, and also, to be able to engage in the post workshops. Both Allison and myself will be visiting our former high school, Duke Ellington, and the dramaturge and teaching artists from the National Theater will be going to the actual high schools. I believe it's Dunbar, Cardoza, to engage with the young people deeper on the process of creating The Wiz. So that's always for me to extend beyond, not just putting up an amazing show that everyone will love, but also to have some impact with young people.
Awesome. That's a great service you're providing. All right. Well, before we run, I've got a ton of, sort of your backstory and the student day and all that stuff, but let's go into the actual show itself. So yeah, remind our list. It's almost needless to say, everyone knows The Wizard of Oz and The Wiz, but just so I have a soundbite anyway, just tell me, how it's based on The Wizard of Oz. And gosh, I actually think we're coming up on the 50th anniversary of when it was in Baltimore. I believe it was 74. Yeah. Next year will be the 50th anniversary.
Yeah. And I mean, that's why we came back to Baltimore to open, because it is such a historic show, and that's where it originally premiered before it went on to Broadway. So, obviously many of us know The Wiz, and I think most people know The Wiz, the movie, that of course starred Michael Jackson, Diana Ross, and it was such an iconic and cultural piece that has impacted, our not only musical theater, but I think more broadly pop culture. So the movie production of The Wiz, the 45th anniversary, is coming up. And then I also see that the first performance of The Wiz was actually October 20, 21st, 1974 in Baltimore. So it's such a historic time to, bring this show back. It's the first revival ever from the original production. We have such an awesome team of creatives, the cast and the creative team that has brought this to life, all led by our amazing, amazing Dorothy Nichelle Lewis, our director, Shelley Williams, choreographer Jacquel Knight. I mean, the list goes on and on, and it's so cool that we have some great artists that are not traditionally working in the theater that just brings a different edge to it. So the music is incredible. Adam Blackstone is one of our music directors, Joseph Joubert, classic musical theater music supervisor, music arranger, he's leading us. So It's so different. And the script also has been enhanced by Amber Ruffin. So it's a little bit more modern. There's some cultural moments in there, like more contemporary cultural moments that everyone will love. And it's family friendly. So, kids can attend. I have a 3-year-old daughter, so she will be coming to the DC show. So it's definitely a joyous experience, which I think, this is what we need. That's what the theater is supposed to do, bring joy.
Oh, absolutely. And you mentioned Dorothy, but yeah, go a little bit more into the cast. Remind us who plays Dorothy and this the witch and the Scarecrow and Tin Man Lion, the Wizard of Oz, and the big major roles, who we got?
Absolutely. So Dorothy is played by Nichelle Lewis, who is such a fresh and young talent and amazing, amazing singer and actress. So you all will definitely love Nichelle Lewis. Deborah Cox is playing Glinda. So a lot of us remember Deborah Cox, from her work just as a recording artist, but she adds a whole nother energy to this production. Melody Betts plays Aunt Em and Eveline, which is so much fun. That's actually my favorite role in the show. And just kind of leading our three counterparts to Dorothy. Avery Wilson is playing the Scarecrow. Philip Johnson Richardson is the Tin Man, and Kyle Freeman is our Lion. So it is such an incredible production. I actually saw it for the first time in Baltimore because we only get bits and pieces as producers. So it was just so much fun to see all the moving parts. And again, the creative team, the design, the costumes, the set design. It's so beautiful the way. It's visually stunning. I mean, there's projection in it, the makeup, it's so much fun. And funny enough, The Wiz actually was my first musical that I actually performed in, as a 14-year-old when I attended Duke Ellington. So that was such, it's again, it's kind of full circle for me. Like, this is such an important musical in my life, from just getting into theater and then kind of maybe I would say the most important show that I've, or I'd say the biggest show that I have been involved in since then.
That's so awesome. And yeah, I mean, it's just such an iconic production. And you mentioned the visuals and everything, but give me one more soundbite real quick on the iconic songs that we're gonna hear, Ease On Down, all of it. Well, I can't use it unless you say it. All right, tell me what songs are in the show.
Oh, well, obviously everyone knows Ease On Down the Road. That song is pretty much the staple of the show. Brand New Day also is an important song in the show, and it's really exciting because when you're hearing the music, obviously if you know the show, you know some of these iconic songs, but also again, there's a twist to it. So they've also incorporated a little bit of hip hop into the music, whether it's production or they've included, just expanded a little bit of the score. And then also, I'm trying to, I mean, all of the dancing as well that goes along with the music is so exciting, and thinking about Believe in Yourself is probably my favorite song in the show. So that I would say those are the three biggest songs that you want to look out for in the show.
Awesome. Thank you so much for reminding us all the great songs and all. I mean, it's going to be, visually. I mean, come on, it's Oz. It's the Wiz. Come on, everybody has to come see it. How did the Hippodrome run go? How was the Baltimore shows?
Oh, it was amazing. It was sold out. I'm even telling my friends and family, like, hey, I have limited access to free tickets, but if you really want to see it, you got to get your tickets in advance, because the Baltimore run was sold out. And you could maybe get like a few tickets here and there, like right before the show started. but it was so powerful. The audience was amazing. I went two nights in Baltimore.
Awesome. All right, great. Well, I mean, I have more than enough to work with, so I guess sort of in closing, could you just I guess oh, just I like to end like this. Pretend that I'm not even here and you're talking directly to the listeners, you know, say, "Hey, DC, come on out and see the Wiz. You're gonna have a good time." Whatever you want to say, but like, you know, kind of invite them out directly, speak to them.
Sure, no problem. Okay. So make sure that you come out to see The Wiz playing at the National Theater from October 24th through the 29th. You can purchase tickets at wizmusical.com. Also, you can visit the National Theater's website. We are so excited and look forward to presenting right here in DC.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us. Everyone, check out The Wiz, October 24th through the 29th at the National Theater. Thank you.
Thank you.